This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and News channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes and can now be heard on TuneIn Radio as well for your convenience. Today, we are speaking with David Engel. He is the co-founder of Review Concierge, an online review management company that helps doctors protect their public images online. David, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
Yes, certainly. Got you in the right place as well. So you mentioned in your recent Electronic Health Reporter article that online reviews are the new incarnation of patient feedback. Can you tell us a little more about this?
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, I appreciate you giving that article a scan. I had the opportunity to write for the Electronic Health Reporter, and in my article, I was talking to a healthcare IT audience, and I was explaining how I read reviews every day for doctors, and I have a lot of opportunities to read what's written in these reviews. And from my perspective, it looks like the same thing that you would read on a traditional paper feedback form, but it's going online. So people are sharing, instead of on paper, they're sharing online their experiences about billing, their experiences about the staff, about medical outcomes. The problem, though, that creates that this is all going online is that the paper feedback form was for your eyes only as a practice administrator or a doctor, and it was to help you get better. But now this feedback has gone online, and it's for the whole world's eyes, and that creates a context challenge where someone might overinflate their feelings to justify how they feel. They may stretch the truth a bit, and the audience has no context. So now they're reading about a person saying that they've been illegally billed, when in actuality the person was just mad because they couldn't afford the $25 copay at the time. So it's a big problem that feedback has gone online in the form of these reviews. It's created a very big problem for healthcare.
Yeah, definitely. Can you tell us about the trends that are making online reviews take the place of the paper feedback form?
Sure. Yeah, the online review is actually being boosted by three trends. The very first trend is technology. It's the online review was invented in 1999, and within 6 months of its invention, there were over 1 million reviews created. And those reviews were for everything from sports teams to products to certain restaurants. But what another technology trend which accelerated that was when the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services published a list of doctors in 2007, when they accumulated what's called the NPI, National Provider Index, they published that whole database. So those websites that had been going since 1999 were able to get a list of doctors, put them in their websites, and now they knew where every doctor was. So Google and Bing and Yahoo and whatever search engine you use, when you search for a doctor, now all these websites are coming up because they're publishing the doctor's names. And that's why reviews, even if you're not looking for reviews, they're inescapable because the online review and because of the government publishing the list of all the doctors for the review sites to get. The other trend, there's two other trends. The next one is social. And we were very surprised to read the statistic that 89% of consumers believe online reviews from strangers when it comes to expensive purchases, and that's over the advice of a friend. So, for instance, if your friend says, well, Dr. Good is a great cardiologist, I used him, etc., and you go and read reviews about Dr. Good, 89% of consumers out there are going to be skeptical of Dr. Good if they read bad reviews over the advice of their trusted friend who had a personal experience. That's from a Cohn research survey in 2011. Another social trend which is driving online reviews is that people are willing to write reviews in the first place. Jeremy Stoppelman is the CEO of Yelp, and in a recent 2014 article about Yelp, the reporter dug into the story of how Yelp was started, and Jeremy revealed that skeptics often scoffed at Yelp, and they said that nobody's going to take the time to feed you free reviews. And that was 2004 when Yelp started. Here we are 10 years later in 2014, and Yelp has 61 million reviews. So another surprising social trend that's accelerating these reviews and making reviews be the new feedback online. And then the final trend is kind of a new development. It is the financial trend. So Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, that has caused the cost of health insurance to go up, at least for employers. And a 2014 survey showed that 4 out of 5 employers plan on increasing deductibles. Now, if patients are going to be paying more out of pocket, that's going to be reinforcing more of that behavior of them checking reviews, because it makes healthcare more expensive. And so those 89% of consumers, now that more money is at stake, are going to be going online and reading the reviews. And 4 out of 5 employers, how many people does that affect? That affects 172 million people with coverage in the United States. It's about 2/3 of all the people who have coverage in the United States. So we're looking at a tidal wave of trends that are causing reviews to become center stage for doctors. And every day at Review Concierge, I talk to doctors and healthcare administrators who didn't pay attention in the past to reviews, but are now, because of these trends, they're having to pay attention to it, and they're walking into this new era of collecting offline patient feedback.
Interesting. Healthcare organizations already have their hands full, as you know. Do they really need to stop and invent new processes to get online reviews, or can they somehow dovetail this effort into existing processes?
That's a great question, and that's what a lot of my conversations are with doctors and with healthcare administrators. I just spoke with a doctor yesterday who said, I never thought I would have to deal with this branch of medicine. And this is the branch of medicine that has always been there. Patient feedback has always been an established part of medicine. You need to know how well doctors are meeting patient needs. And the patient feedback form goes back for a long time. Every hospital has patient feedback forms, et cetera. So if you already have that patient feedback process in your organization, this is simple to dovetail on. Just at the end of the patient feedback form, after you're done getting the quality of care metrics you need to govern your organization, put a line of text saying, we would appreciate if you wrote us an online review if you were happy with your experience. If you have any outstanding issues that we need to help you resolve, please call our patient liaison hotline at whatever that number is. So you're giving the happy people a way to go online and write reviews, and you let the unhappy people know that there is a special number for them to call to get their issues resolved. That's how you dovetail it in. You definitely, if you are already using quality of care metrics to govern your organization, you don't want to just ditch that. You want to add to the very end of that. And you'll get a few people going online to write you reviews, but it's better than nobody going online to write you reviews, or just people who are really frustrated. So just putting the message out there at the end of that form is going to start directing people online. And then there's other things you can do to accelerate that flow, but that's the very first process. Now, let's talk about a practice that's not collecting any patient feedback. This is a great chance now to start collecting patient feedback. Online reviews they're pretty much designed to collect patient feedback. So all you have to do is let the patient know that they can go online and write you a review. I was talking with the president of an orthopedic practice who's also a doctor, and he said that he wanted patients, he had a very progressive attitude about this. He wanted patients to go online to write reviews, very honest reviews, whether they were happy or sad, and he wanted the staff to know that, so it was full transparency, so the staff knew everything they did would be reflected online. There's ways you can filter out those unhappy people, but he didn't want to. He just wanted everyone to go online and write reviews. So I admire that.
Today we are with David Engel. He is the co-founder of Review Concierge, an online review management company that helps doctors protect their public images online. And he's joined us on eHealth Radio's Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. David, what are some of the best practices that you use when responding to reviews, and namely when the review is negative?
When you get a negative review, Eric, it's important to remember to rest. It's an acronym that we invented in the early days of Review Concierge. And rest means relax, be empathetic, be specific, and be trustworthy. Now, I want to amend that, be specific, because we're not talking about be specific about that patient and what they're complaining about. We're talking about be specific in your generalities. So if the complaint is about scarring after plastic surgery, you could say something like, you know, we're sorry to hear that you feel this way about your outcome. The reasons why scars can occur are A, compliance with postoperative care, B, genetics, people scar differently, C, several other factors that we can discuss with you in person. Every surgery does have certain level of scarring, and we would be happy to speak with you about your outcome and ways that we can resolve this issue. Please give us a call. That's far better than writing something super generic, because we've seen patients get really mad about super generic responses like, we're sorry you didn't have a good experience, please call our patient hotline. The public wants to hear a little bit more sincerity and specificity without violating HIPAA there. And so remember to rest whenever you get a bad review.
That's certainly good advice. Now, lastly, how can healthcare leaders begin to put a strategy in place to manage their online reviews?
Well, the first step is to begin with monitoring your reviews. You need to know where all the profiles are of your doctors. So remember, in earlier in the interview, we covered how the CMS has published a list of doctors and all those websites are republishing that. Well, there's about 75 sites where your doctors could live. The average doctor has 26 to 50 profiles within those 75 sites. So you need to put that together, understand where these profiles are, where these reviews are occurring, and then you need to start checking for reviews there on a daily basis. Once you know where things are, the next step is to respond to the reviews. And you can respond to both good and bad reviews. I recommend you respond to everything so people know that you're out there reading these reviews. And finally, you know that you're firing on all cylinders when you put a process in place to get reviews, like the ones that we spoke about earlier, after the quality of care surveys, ask them for reviews, or just start asking everybody for reviews if you haven't been implementing quality of care surveys in the past.
Certainly has been good to catch up with you. Very vital information for those healthcare leaders out there tuning in. Where can our listeners find more information and to be in contact with you as well?
Sure, you can visit Review Concierge on the web by typing in reviewconcierge.com into your browser. And we have our phone number prominently displayed on the right-hand side. You could give us a call. You could read about what we do. You could also just do a Google search for us and read some of our articles and our presentations that we've published online.
Excellent. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners tuning in?
I would say that the most important thing is to not look at online reviews as a favor to you. You're going to be more congruent with your patients in asking for them when you truly believe that this is feedback. And so you need to, as a leader in your organization, develop a culture of feedback that starts with you getting a mindset that reviews aren't a favor for you. It's simply feedback so that you can serve your patients better. And start telling your staff that we live and die by patient feedback. Let's go ask all of our patients for feedback. Remember that orthopedic practice leader I was telling you about? He has such a great attitude about reviews. He said he welcomes good and bad reviews because then he knows his staff knows that whatever they do in the office is going to be reflected online. And they've already started uncovering problems with certain processes in their practice and certain staff members because the curtain has been lifted. So it's a culture of feedback. It's about being transparent. It's about being non-defensive. And that's really the heart of what a lot of these medical organizations and medical schools say is how you should be asking for feedback. So this is no different. You're just using reviews as the vehicle for that. And that's going to pay dividends because this feedback, when it goes online and when you get enough people to be giving you feedback, so where it's not all just negative and all just super positive, but you have a lot of feedback, that's going to make you more trustworthy to colleagues. It's going to make you more trustworthy to new patients and even existing patients who are doing that review of where they're going to go to the doctor this year, and they see all your reviews. It's going to help even convincing them to stay with you.
David, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Great information.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure. I wish you all the best of success with your online reviews, and we look forward to speaking with you when you visit Review Concierge.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with David Engel. He is the co-founder of Review Concierge, an online review management company that helps doctors protect their public images online. And once again, the website of reference is ReviewConcierge.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.